Shadibe Eilav Hashem. So the Sfarim HaKadoshim explain in very bekitza the whole idea of Avodah Zarah, which was rampant in the world, which that was the religion in the world at that time, was that everybody picked his own Avodah Zarah. You wanted such a type of Avodah, you picked such a type of Avodah Zarah. There's no bitl ritzoinot. The aleph base of Avodah Hashem is that we don't think of what we want. The person in the morning has to try to be, to take off his own, all his ritzoinot, to be mafkiya, all his ritzoinot, and come to a point that you're doing it bilti l'Hashem levado. Even if a person's excited to do a mitzvah, the tzaddik says that even if a person's moedik excited, he's prepared himself to do a mitzvah, b'shach he makes the bracha. Why did Chazal institute to make a bracha? He goes, take a step back, says Rav Tzaddik, and say, I'm doing this mitzvah l'maisa, because the Melech HaOlam commanded me to do it. I'm doing it ke'ilu, even if I don't have any feeling, I don't have nothing, I'm doing it only, Bilti l'Hashem levadoi, only to do the Ratzon Hashem. My own hergeshim, my own emotions, my own thing are completely out of the picture over here. Not just in a matzav way, you have to force yourself to do it, even if you're excited to do it. Take away that excitement and make the bracha that you're only doing it to do Ratzon Hashem. However, it continues with tzaddik. But then, mishat, you're doing the mitzvah, then you can get all excited. The aleph base of Yiddishkeit, the aleph base of Avodas Hashem is to do it to be mevatli ritzoyin. And that's what the Rebbe Shalom is telling Avraham Avinu. You're coming from a base terach, you're coming from a house of idol worship, you're coming from a house where everything is, the person is number one, and then his religion is number two. Number one is, in Yiddishkeit is, first of all, the Rebbe Shalom doesn't tell him where he's going. Lechecha mi'artzecha, making it sound difficult, artzecha mi'lapcha mi'tzavicha, person's emotionally tied and connected to family, to environment, and the Rebbe Shalom is saying, first of all, I'm telling you to kill your emotions, so to speak. And then you're going in the Aretz Vasherach, you don't even know where you're going. So Imamish, you feel at this point like a stone, no Hegeshim, nothing. Once you reach that point, says Rabbi Shalom, then Vavarecha, Vagad Neshmecha, then Rabbi Shalom Avada wants the Yid to get excited, wants the Yid to understand Avodas Hashem, wants the Yid to put all his emotions and all his Hegeshim into his Avodas Hashem. And then after that, there's a higher Darga, and that's Vayelach Avram Kasher Dibbe Eilav Hashem. That even after Rabbi Shalom promised him and wind him up that he should be so excited that he's going to be prosperous and everything's going to be good. L'maisa, why did Avraham Avinu go? Vaita kasha dibe elav Hashem. Only because the Rabbi Shalom told him to go. That's the mahalach of an emesika eved Hashem. First, complete bittul. Then, you've got to be excited about mitzvahs. Rabbi Shalom doesn't want a person to be a stone. Tachlis is to get wind up, to get excited. Oba, Chazal say, tachlis hayediya shaloi neida. Even afterwards, you should still do it with the matzav and the darga of bittul ha'evid lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the sod of nasa v'nishma. Nasa v'nishma means, now, Rabbi Shloilem, we don't even know what the mitzvahs are. We don't even know, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Afei Ches, that the Goyim used to laugh at us. How can Klal Yisrael undertake nasa if they don't even know what the Torah entails? The Torah says, because Rabbi Shloilem, there's one Indian, and that's the Ratzon Hashem. What does it make a difference what the mitzvah is? Once a person killed his own ritzoinus, and it's kol kuloi for Ratzon Hashem. So therefore it doesn't make a difference what the mitzvahs are, because the sach hakol is that it's kol kuloi the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. After you say Nase, then Nishma. Nishma is the Havona, the Hasaga, the Bina, the Oimek. First is the Chochma, the Bittl, and then is the Bina, the Oimek, the Havona, and the Hasaga. And that's how a person has to go day by day in his Avodas Hashem. The first Indian is that he has to, his neshama is kulay, his battle to Rabbi Nishalayim. His neshama is coming from Shemayim, and Tzva Shemayim is l'chom mishtachavim, it's kulay, his battle. Oh, but then, when a person starts making the brachas, then he starts getting all excited. And then, after all the excitement, he says, I'm still only doing it for Ratzon Hashem. That's the avoida of a yid, and this is the first avoida that Rabbi Nishalayim has and teaches, the first yid, Vayim Hashem al-Avram. That's the yid, that's the way that Klal Yisrael has always plowed through thousands of years of loyalty to the Rabbein Shalom is because the first thing they always did is they brushed aside their own ritzoinus. And only when a person brushes aside his own ritzoinus can he feel the geshmak, can he feel the oinik, can he feel the tam and the oinik of Avodas Hashem. And the greatest oinik of Avodas Hashem, then after that is the bittul to the Rabbein Shalom. Because the more you misbattle to Hashem, the more you miskalel into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, and that's the tachlis ha'oinik. And that's the bechina, v'yelech Avram kashadi be'elav Hashem. I'm still only going kashadi be'elav Hashem. Okay.